no, you're not the person I can be mishadach with. I'm Baruch and you're Orer. Knan is Orer. So the Ein Orer has Dabik in Baruch. The Chayot Zepela was nobody greater than Eliezer. Eliezer was Doilo Mashka Miter Eschabi Lacherim. What? You have no idea how Eliezer was Meiridik. What was better? Love and Psul was better. What's Tutsachab? This Apel Dikazach. Ein Orer is Dabik in Baruch. What does that mean? Very harsh, no? Orer and Baruch. It's interesting, we find later that Eliezer was restored to his status of Baruch. Pasuk says, Boy Baruch Hashem. Basul Lavan tells Eliezer, come, it's in Perik Chavdalit Pasuk Lamed Aleph, come Baruch Hashem, the one who's blessed by the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So Chazal say he received back his status. So Medrash, Vayidei Shesharas Oisi Tzadik Be'emuna, Yatza Miklal Oru L'chlal Baruch. Came back, because he was Mishares. He served Avram Avinu Be'emuna, with faith. So Chayra, the Shaila is, he served him the whole time Be'emuna. What, all of a sudden he served him Be'emuna? What was about the fact the whole time he was Dayla Mashke? He went to war, you know. He put Eliezer out in the front lines. Chazal say that he was the only one that went to fight. He was the front line. Who took the arrows? Eliezer took the arrows for Avram Avinu, yeah? Who went? Only Eliezer went. Good, according to one man, it was Eliezer. So for that, he didn't receive back his Baruch status. Only over here, after the Shidduch, he receives back his Baruch. I never understood this Chazal. Till Baruch Hashem last night. Last night, Abbas, I thought the following, and we're going to answer both Chazalim. What is the order that's Einem Zdabi B'Baruch originally? And what's the pshat that he received back his status Baruch? I always thought that the order is cursed, and the Baruch is that he gets back status of being regular. Right? I see the Yifei Toya learns not like that. The Yifei Toya learns what is order and Baruch. Hishtabdus l'gedoylim is etzem hacheris. The fact that he was a slave to Avram, that's freedom. Yeah? That's freedom. Wait, I must have missed something here. The Medrash Zaktach Fakelt, he was Mesharis Avram. He was a tremendous slave to Avram. No, that's called cheirus, and that's called bracha, he says. Yeah? That's called bracha. Because he was Meshabed, Mesharis Avram, Be'emuna, Yotze Michlala Avdus, he left Avdus, Shehub Arur, that's the curse. Benichnas lecheirus to be Baruch. But he wasn't free. It doesn't say that he became free. Unless maybe that's what the Medrash means. That from here on in, he wasn't an Eved anymore. I don't know. Medafarayna. In this Yifei Toya, maybe it's Likta that afterwards Avram Eliezer was free. I don't know. I don't think that's the Pshat. An Eved is not allowed to be a Ben Chayin, a free, a slave. I don't know, you have to work on it. But it's not the right time for maybe Shabbos, maybe Friday night we'll talk about it. But I would tell you Pshat like this, Abayisai. You know what the chilik between Avdus and Chayrus is? Avdus doesn't mean literal slavery, and Chayrus doesn't mean literal Chayrus. A person could be an Eved, and that itself is the greatest Chayrus. That's what he says. Hishtabdus l'gedoylim. The fact that he was a slave to Avram is the Chayrus. What does that mean? Chazal tell us, if you want to live, you have to kill yourself. What does that mean? You know, life is a people live for zich. You live for yourself. Freedom is when you patter yourself. You free yourself from the shibud of zich. It's not about zich. If you want to live, it shouldn't be about zich. There's a gewaltige Gemara. The Gemara says that Hillel taught the ger, kalatera kula regalachas. What? Madasani lachal chavercha leisavit. What you don't want to do to yourself, don't do to your friend. Which is what? V'haftariacha kameicha. So all the mefarshim has to tell him v'haftariacha kameicha. Why do you have to tell it to him in a backwards way? What you don't want to do to your friend, what you don't want to do to you, don't do to you. Just say the mitzvah v'haftariacha kameicha. So there's many terutzim, and there's not enough time to go through all the terutzim now, but one of the terutzim, the Mefarshim says, a goy can't understand the after ech kamoicha. Hell, after ech kamoicha? Me? What do you mean? Of course I'm come first. Well, how could it be kamoicha? Can't be such a thing. A goy can have a mina. Can have soge. Can't understand. You talk like Chinese. To start telling you after ech kamoicha, what are you talking about? You know, the Ramban even answered for kasha. It can't even be kamoicha. Ramban learns it's not kamoicha. Ramban learns it's matasoni lachal chavechal. It's impossible that the Torah wants it should be kamoicha. But pashas, it's kamoicha. So since he was a guy, he wasn't a yid yet, this ger. So Hillel told him, Canaan lives for himself. Ein oror is dabik in bauch. Avram Avinu lived nothing for himself. Avram lived nothing for himself. It was all about the other person. There was no Avram. Banoichi, there's no Avram Avinu. There's no Avram Avinu. It's all about the other person. That's called Baruch. That's what the Yifei Taya means. The fact that they're free, there's no Zich. So Ein Aram is Dabik in Baruch. Not a Shirach. Can't match. Doesn't match. Avram with Canaan. The mid of Zich, he wasn't bad for carrot, he was a tzaddik yisod eilam. Eliezer, a tzaddik yisod eilam. Alamdim, et arosh hashim, et alazachim. But he had this thing of Canaan, which is not what vanechi off of Eif.
Why now?
Rabbeisa, you want to hear Givaldik? The hardest thing Eliezer ever did was the shirach. You know why? Because he wanted it for himself. He had to be completely mevatel his ratzon. You know the Mefarshim say, if you notice, it doesn't say Eliezer's name b'chal.
It says
Eved Avram. There was no Eliezer. In the whole story, there's no Eliezer. There's no Eliezer. This is Rabbi said the Pshat. Once he came to this matziv, he became the Eved Avram to the point that there was no Zich. So he was nichnas l'chlal baruch. This is where he became L'chal Baruch. Rabbis, let me tell you the Musa. The Musa is getting out. We think that if a person doesn't have a Zich, he's completely not him. There's no, he's selfless. He doesn't enjoy life and he has nothing and he's going to be depressed. That's where the Baruch is. That's the Baruch. People, I told it to you many times, the Chaznish writes, I have nothing and I'm depressed and I'm broken and I'm sick. So what was he, unhappy? No, faker. He was the happiest person in the world. Bracha comes from, and the Rabbeinu Shlom Rabbi Isai is going to require that from us. I want you to know, in some matzev, sometimes it's at home, sometimes it's with a wife, the Rabbeinu Shlom requires selflessness. A yid is about being selfless, and that's what Avraham Avinu put into the... That's what Avraham Avinu was matbi in Klal Yisrael, to live selfless. And that's the Baruch. And the Canaan, which is about Zich, is Arur, and he couldn't match. As great as Eliezer was. Till later, where Eliezer gave up everything. Completely. He wanted so much. Could you imagine? He wanted so much this Shidduch. And he goes with faith, the Emunah, and he follows through on the Shidduch. Now he became Baruch. Now he reached the dag of Avraham Avinu and he became Baruch. Yeah? Don't think that his life of selflessness, of sacrifice, is going to bring unhappiness. Fakert. That brings bracha, Rabbi. And there's going to be a requirement. If it's sometimes ben on the chaver with a friend, it's sometimes in learning, it's sometimes to shteltsu, to a tzibur, it could be in many different things. A home, a child, a child. The Rabbeinu Shem wants the avoda is to be selfless, to be able to be makriv oneself completely, and that's the baruch. Canaan can't do it. Canaan can't handle it. Canaan cannot handle it. Why is there so much with psychiatry? They're so busy. Why? Because they can't live a life of any shibud, of any problems. They can't cope with it. Because it's a steer to my happiness, my self-satisfaction. So that ganze steer becomes a dysfunction. in tachlis hachayim by them. But by us, fakert, that's the baruch.
Give it the practical thing to do.
I'll tell you the emes. I think that's the practical. Sometimes a guy has a wife that doesn't let him live. How that the wife makes him crazy. So you're selfless, you're makabalit, and you're happy. Sometimes the there's no panasa. So yeah, you have to, you feel broken, you feel as there's no zich, it's not about me. I'm a kabbal the matzv because you said it's good. Sometimes it means to bend in a tzibur. You have chaverim. You have to marvel amidus. There's no zich. Anoichi off of eifer. The concept of anoichi off of eifer in every matzv. The why anoichi off of eifer. Okay, it is what it is. Okay, so it's not. Sometimes people are maxed out. In English, they call it maxed out. Right? That was the word that I got it good. Is that the right word? Maxed out, right?
Maxed out, stressed out.
Stressed out, maxed out.
Right?
What?
Burnt out
is the yush of after maxed out. Burnt out is the yush of after maxed out. The Indian of maxed out is a good thing. Mainest, it's a bad thing. Bracha. That's where the bracha comes. The more you maimis atzmacha, the more you maimis, the more you mevata, the more you break, and the more you think, I can't take it, how can I take this? No, you'll see, you can take it, forget it. You'll feel good about it. It sounds crazy, but it's true. I think the Olam thinks that I'm giving Musa from 50 generations ago, huh? Yeah. You don't think it's true?
I do, but you always talk like this. I'm worried about it.
You're worried about me? I'm the happiest guy you'll ever meet. What are you talking about? I don't even know what it means to be unhappy. I don't even know what you're talking about. Honestly, I have no idea. When people say about they're not happy, I have no idea what they're talking about. I'm happy. You know, I sometimes wonder, because I cry, people think I'm not happy. Fuck it, I cry when I'm happy. It's the opposite. I cry on happy occasions. When you see me crying, it's because I'm happy. Very happy.
Rabbi, how Avram say about Eliezer in Emunah Be'Avadim?
You know what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to open up to you. Can I open up to you? People think, my wife's a dentist. Let me tell you, there were years that we lived in a hole with no heat, with cockroaches and mice. And the Shibudi Abayas was so much. I did all the cleaning in the house. There was not a second I was unhappy. Not a second. I felt the more I broke myself, the more I pounded it. Oh, so let me tell you the Teretz, Rabbi Yom. I love you so much. I'm going to tell you the Teretz. You know how much I care. If you only knew how much I love you. Rabbi Yom, listen to the Teretz. Arur and Baruch doesn't mean cursed. You know what the biggest call? This is what the Yafei Teretz is saying. Yeah, you wanted to say something. I'm ready to listen.
Okay.
No, come say it. You must trust. You'll tell me afterwards. Okay. You'll tell me, okay? The Yafei Toy. The Yafei Toy is saying, the Yafei Toy is saying, Shibut, L'gdoilim, Shibut Avram Avinu Faker, that's Bracha. That itself is that's Cherus. Ein Aram is Dabik in Baruch means because Knan lives for himself. Knan is all about himself. A Knani cannot be masig what it means. There's no me. You can't live like that. Right away, you need to run to a therapist to get counseling, blah, 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 blah. Because, what do you mean? Me, I have to, it's my, you know, you should know, all the goyim, all they discuss is my happiness. You know? In other words, in every matziv, the main goal is my happiness. You know that, right? I'm saying, the main side of all the counseling around a guy, to find your happiness. And if it doesn't make you happy, get rid of it. In a marriage, get rid of the marriage right away. That's what it is. Whatever. You have to be able to have you. You come first. That's the side. And they counsel around that. How to find the you in every matzah. A yid is punk fakir. It's how to find the not you in every matzah. how to be able to come and say, Anoichi off of Eif. It doesn't make a difference. It's not about me. Selfless. Ain Arab is Dabik and Baruch. Here Eliezer went. He did many things for Avraham Avinu. But this is the first time that he gave completely from himself because he wanted it. He was dying for the Shidduch. And he went, Ever Avraham Anoichi. There's no Eliezer. Then he became Baruch. That's how he became Baruch. It's a Yesod in life, Rabbi Yisai. If a person could master the focus away from himself to the Tovus HaMatziv, he'll always be happy. Always be happy. Always, always. Avad, it's tremendous Avoida. But Avram was Matbiya this in us. That it's Vanoichi off of Eif. There's no Avram Avinu. It doesn't make a difference. There's no Avram. It doesn't make a difference. Here, what did Moshe and Aaron say? Vanachnu ma. They made a machloikus with Moshe and Aaron. Vanachnu ma. Nothing. It doesn't make a difference. There's no zich. There's no... This is the Or and the Baruch. And this is the Nekuda. Haroitz al-Hachyos. Yomis Atzlai.
Baruch Ani.
It's a Mefurshi Gemara. It's a Mefurshi Gemara. Haroitz al-Hachyos. Yomis Atzlai. This is the Ulai Loisayva. Eliezer became Baruch after the story of the Shidduch. Eliezer became I don't know. People probably think it's off the charts. No, what are you talking about? People think it's off the charts.
Think so.
I mean, you masking that's klar, right? Isn't that the greatest
Yes.
The greatest avoid is if a person could reach it. No, but you know what it is? It could be it has to do with practice. You have to practice it.
So I was asking, step.
You want to step by step.
I think that's the problem. The problem is people act.
Okay, so can I tell you what I really believe? Can I tell you what I really believe?
A lot of people act.
Even if you don't learn it on your own, you're going to be taught it anyway through life. So it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, but the difference.
I'm going to teach it to you one way or another. One way or another, you're going to learn this lesson. You can start working on it on your own, which might be a little bit harder. But either way, you're going to end up with this lesson. Life is going to send you down the path that by the time Me'av Esrim, you will not think about yourself at all. You'll be thinking about others, your children, not you. That's what happens. The Rabbi Yisrael teaches it to a person. All right, Rabbi, you can go. I don't want to keep you. I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep you. But that's the part with Eliezer. Eliezer became Baruch, and that's what he means. It's not Baruch, the opposite of Baruch. Okay, Baruch is Cheirus. Baruch is Cheirus. What, he became free? What does he say? I don't know what he means.
What changed his life at that time?
Because Eliezer went to do he wanted the Shidduch. Eliezer was dying for the Shidduch.
And before that, it was his job.
Before that, it was a job. It was a tremendous job. You know what it is to be Dalel Mashkev? It's a Geshmak Zach to say over Avram Avinu's Torah. To be Avram's right-hand man was Gevaldik.
He wanted to go to war.
All of a sudden, it became extremely to the point that he had to say, there's no me anymore. Because he wanted and he had to go as Eved Avram. And that's why it doesn't say one time Eliezer.
Until then, that Avdus wasn't
as it's not the same level of Avdus. It was Avdus with benefit. And this was Avdus, total selflessness. Total, total selflessness. He had to go. Could you imagine? Think about it. Imagine you want a certain shidduch and you handle that shidduch for another person. You're dying to have a certain shidduch. For you. You want it so much.
Or a job.
Huh?
A job. Huh? Not this job.
You want this
go
job.
Somebody else.
Right. And go and handle it. Not stop. And not only that, he was careful to make sure it works out. Complete, total selflessness. That's when he became Baruch. That's how you become Baruch. Learning a lesson, the selflessness, and that's what the Chazon Ish was saying, that he had nothing in life, yet he was very happy, extremely happy. You know what's interesting? When I talk about it, I sometimes wonder if the Olam what is it? It's because it's maybe it's in 10 years from now you'll hear it better. I'm trying to figure out what it is. Like I'm fast forward in 10 years, or I saw it maybe more. I'm trying to figure out why. To me, it's like a Dover Pashin. such a davar pasht that if you live for yourself, you ain't gonna be happy, because no one ain't all the mace v'chatzi tavasa b'yada. You know what you want, you never get anyway. Most people don't get anything. Chatzi, you don't even get half of what you want in life. But if you live life about its purpose, you shift it from me to the matziv, the tivus, and it's raining.
No.
Oh, that's the upstairs. Yeah, I remember. A person has a wife. If it's about him and the wife is not lamaisis, so he can't take it. He can't live like that. But if it's not about him, it's very plain. He doesn't. You know that the Chazanish, maybe you don't know this, you know who the Chazanish's Rebetzin was? You know anything about her? Chazanish's Rebetzin was 20 years old. He was supposed to marry a sister. And they taught, by mistake, they gave him, not by mistake, well, on purpose, they gave this one. And he was engaged, and he found out that she's 20 years older than him. So he took her on the boardwalk, and he told her, you know, it's a machatayis, the whole thing's a mistake. She said, if you break the shidduch, I'm jumping into the water. So he took that as a siman that this is his bashar, then he married her. He married her. Yeah. Chazanish never had children. She was not functioned properly. She used to throw water. I mean, there was, read the books. She used to, whenever it was a story, it was a big story in the house over there. Chazanish took it with dignity, with happiness. Ein etzah ba'olam. Not about him. It was never about the Chazanish. The last one to come into account was the Chazanish and what he wanted. And therefore, it's what the Eibishter wants. It's when it's Lutavis, this person, whatever it is, it's the other person. Now, could we live like that? Maybe not. Maybe not. But we could try and we could start. And I can just tell you that eventually you're going to end up learning this lesson anyway. You know, I always thought to myself, the Torah wants that we should make a tzavah. What is a tzavah? Tzavah is, you give this to this child, and this to this. Everything you own gets for the other person. All that you worked all your life, right before you die, the Eibishter tells you, all goes to other people. Delegate it to others. The lesson of life. The lesson of the end of life. Those are the lessons of life. As we get older, we live less and less for ourselves. More. I mean, there's a Goyin like this. You know, the Goyin speaks about this. The Goyin says that by COVID, you know, older people are very makbid on COVID. The older a person gets, the more he's makbid on COVID.
Sounds like a mark.
You know, you'd start up with an old guy in shul, you take away his seat, he goes crazy. You ever see old people? Take away his seat. A young guy doesn't care, take my seat. COVID become. So the guy explains that as a person gets older, so he's more and more closer to the Olam HaEmes, his guf is the smayit. And the taivas get less and less. You know, it's old people don't want to eat. They don't sleep that much. The taivas get less. But COVID is not a physical taiva. It's a ruchni is the taiva. So therefore, the older the guy gets, he gets closer to Olam HaEmes, he wants more COVID. Taiva ruchni. The guy calls COVID taiva ruchni. So therefore, the older a person gets, those taivas fall away. The zich becomes less and less.
It's the time of his nus. Yeah.
Gets less. What do you mean? The older people don't have time of nus. What do you mean?
So even the last time Moshe Rabbeinu had it.
Good, but I'm saying, but it's much less.
It's much less.
An old person says, it's not an old person. Old person just wants to die. I mean, reach a certain age, you don't want to be here anymore. Maybe it was my being the Bria. As time goes on, the zich becomes less, and the caring for zich becomes less and less and less and less. the lesson of life, because that's the tafkid ha'chayim. Should be about zich. We came down to this world for the purpose, for the tafkid. I see this as astonishing, Irvin Yam. You're thinking. You never heard talk like this from anybody? No, I'm not even saying chedushim. It's pashut life. I mean, it's pashut. Every mature person knows that. No. See, a mature person knows that the minute he becomes the center of the issue, it's a whole different. And when you have the center, the Rebbe is to teach you. Ain't other mates b'chatz tavol. You're not getting it. You're not going to get what you want. So the center of the issue becomes the family and the children. It's interesting. I mean, could be I saw it a lot in them. My father taught this to me a lot. He's the coolest. To be mekabel the matzav. To be mekabel the matzav and always see how the Rebbein Shlom is running it, you know, the taivas ha'inyan, not the taivas ha'inyan personally for your time. It's good for you for the matzav, not good for you for you. Never good for you, for you. It's good for you, for the matzah. The matzah they wish towards you. And this is Aaron Baruch. This is where the bracha comes from. All right, this is a lifelong avoda. We'll work on it. But I remember a Nissen Alpert by his son's Lamaya. I'll never forget. As long as I live, I'll never forget from Nissen Alpert. Nissen had a son, Morty. Oh, no, Morty's still alive. He had a son, Shaya Alpert. Schmack with that. Remember, she was schmack. He was lived on a basket. He was 20-something years old. He was lived on the basketball court. He had an aneurysm. Kids are at the Levaya. We all went, I don't know why, we all went to this Levaya. Tremendous. It was an MTJ, the Levaya. Terrible. So at the Levaya, walking behind the Aron, Reb Nissen Alpert turns around with an envelope of money and he gives it to somebody walking behind the cave, the Aron of his kid, of his own child. And he says, here it's stuck of money. I knew I would see you by the Levaya and I wanted to take care of it, so he took it with him to the Levaya to take care of it. So my own eyes, I saw this with my own eyes. There's no zich. These were people that had no zich. There was no anoichi. Whatsoever. Tzadikim. This is what it is.
Sin the veil of this question.
Huh?
A veil is for us, not for the mace.
That's another shayliyakim. The chayach, the mace. It's not a stira. It's a veilus, but it's not a stira to nitzich. It's what I feel for the fact that the mace is not here. Not a personal feeling. It's not about zich.
That's what I'm asking. Is that I understand the story?
Why? The story is a myriadic and
nice. I understand. But I'm saying if the veil is for the mace,
yeah,
for the cover of the mace, should be an over for the cover of the mace, and that would be a...
No.
Wouldn't that be a steer to that? No.
Why is it a steer? Stuck. Why is it a steer? Let me think about your question. There is a point in your question. There's an akuda which is right. Was that the right time to do it? Is that time to turn around being while you're being
so oisik? It's a mitzvah of a velus.
A velus, well, it's not the right.
You're saying the velus is not zich, so then
right.
It's for
right.
The son.
That's true also. Okay, but I hear the kash. Okay.
It's kash on the mice.
Yeah, okay. No, but it's a mayor that can make.